This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick. Empowering your life. Hey, so today I'm going to give you some information so that you have a better understanding of the kind of source love circuit. Basically, how love, when you take it from the source, how it actually works out in your life, and how you use that and keep kind of coming back to you. So it's kind of bringing everything that we've been talking about, learning about over all the weeks, and consolidating it and just understanding it in sort of a clearer form so that you can move forward. So I want you to think about your kitchen and all the objects in your kitchen, like your, that would use electricity. So perhaps you've got a cooker, you've got a fridge, you've got a dishwasher, you've got a washing machine, maybe you've got a freezer, you've got a kettle, maybe you've got a food processor, a liquidizer. And then if we go further afield than your kitchen, we've got, of course, got lighting, and we've also got hair dryers, and we've got TVs and videos and lamps. The list goes on, okay, including your laptop and all of those things need to be plugged in to the electrical circuit. Now, I want you to think about the fact that when they are not plugged in, do they have any purpose or value at all? Without the energy to energize them, give them the power to do anything, they are just objects. Valueless and purposeless objects, because they just don't work without energy. All right? So no matter what you've got in your house, none of it has any value unless it is fired up, as in we're talking about the electrical, so, you know, things that are based objects, I should say. That if they haven't got any energy, then there's no use in them. So if you then think about your house without lighting, without heating, without any of those objects working, what are you actually left with? I expect you'd probably be thinking a building. It's not really a home anymore. It's just a house. It's just a place or an apartment. But it's a kind of building, and it's a bit cold, and there's no lighting, and you can't see it light, and you can't cook, and you can't do anything. It's just a building. Okay? So without energy, all the objects in your house have no value. The house itself is just a cold building. All because it's not plugged into the electrical source. Now, I want you to think about your body in exactly the same way, that if you think about all the different parts of your life, whether that's hobbies, career, money, love life, relationships with friends, family, things to do for fun, you know, everything that you do, that you spend your life doing, if there is no energy of love involved and you haven't energized that part of your life, it has no value. So even if you're putting fear energy into it, even if you're blocking it, if you've been learning that fear is a block, so therefore nothing can go into it. So there's no energy going into that section of your life. So anything that you energize with love and joy and passion, all of the same thing, yeah, enjoyment, you bring it to life. You give it purpose. You give it value because you love it, okay, because you're loving it. You're giving it loving energy. That's coming from you, okay, which is coming from your body, from your mind, and from your soul, okay? If your body and mind don't have any energy, if they are not energized, then it's just a house. It's just a thing that you're in, that you're kind of dragging around. And for many of you, when you first started working with me and doing this course, there is probably a feeling of exactly that, dragging around this purposeless, valueless body that wasn't doing anything because it was just heavy and stark and felt gruesome, and it was a weight, not something you were loving, but something was just full of fear and blocks. So it wasn't energized in any way. Now, you were disconnected from your soul. Okay? So if you look at the pictures, you'd be thinking about the fact that the soul is your connection to source, which is what you've been learning. All the energy in the world, source energy, flies around us, it's inside of us. We are source energy when we are energized, when everything is open. We are energized and we plug into the mains energetic circuit, basically, of the planet. And so we're just full of energy. And then our bodies feel full of energy, our minds feel full of energy, and then we love the things in our lives and we put energy into the things that we absolutely love. And it's in that you'll be very, very clear about the things that you don't want to put energy into, because if you're not putting energy into it, then you don't love it. That means either there is a fear block or you literally don't love it and it's dead wood and it needs to go. It's a valueless, purposeless object. It has no value in your life. So you need to let it go. You need to either cut it away or let it fall away. But if it has no energy and you're getting nothing back from it and it's just waste. It's just waste. It needs to go. In the same way, though, that you're going to be learning about whether you are staying fully open to the source or whether you keep closing down at all, that disconnect between the objects in your life connected to you, if there's energy, and then the energy from your body, your mind, connecting to your soul and the connection to the source. Okay, and it's that connection whether you are actually staying open to it, because when you disconnect, your body has a battery. Okay, it has a battery that it runs from as an emergency backup. It's like your fire alarm, which it's plugged into the main electrical circuit, but it also has a battery in case that, you know, you have the mains go down and there's a power problem. All right. So there's always a backup. Now, your body is exactly the same. It has a little energy source all by itself, okay, which is there for survival and emergencies only. Okay, it's there when we choose to shut down. So we keep running. And you'll notice, even when you started this course and when you were feeling really at your lowest in your life, you never died. Okay? It doesn't matter how shitty things got, how lacking in energy got, you didn't die. Because you still had an energy source. You still had an energy pack. And there was literally some still connection to the source. All right? But it was so little. You were running off absolute minimal amounts of energy. And food helps us build up that energy. Water builds up that energy. Breathing. You know, we're breathing in energy and we're breathing in energy from other people, you know, absorbing energy from other people. And we're some of the time absorbing a lot of crappy energy because that's all we're sort of allowing in. So, but it's better than nothing. It's an emergency pack. Okay. So what you don't want to be doing now that you've filled up your body and you've been connecting to the source is to keep disconnecting. The place you're moving towards is to be constantly, abundantly energized and connected to the source. So you are abundantly living from that connection of being connected to the mains, yeah, like the electrical circuit, and then that you have your circuit running around your body of energy and all that energized, and it's not a disconnect. You don't plug in to charge up and then disconnect. You're always plugged in, always connected to your soul, always connected to what you feel, always connected to the truth. So you're moving into that place of just constantly listening to the communication from the universe, which is your desires. Yeah, the universe is communicating to you with your desires and the love for you, and it's inspiring you, and you're stepping forward in all those areas of your life. And then all those different sections of your life, you are energizing with love and you're receiving love back, okay, from those people and those things that you do. But if you think about it, as we started with the apple pie or cake, if we want to use that. But if we started with an apple pie and you want healthy, loving, beautiful, fresh out the oven apple pie. Okay, that is the connection between you and the source. Really solid, loving yourself, loving that relationship, being connected. And then the aspects of your life are the cream, the cherries, you know, all the toppings that you have on your apple pie or your cake, yeah? But if there is no apple pie, no cake to decorate, nothing to top, then all of that is valueless, Okay, it has no depth to it. It's just periphery stuff. It's purposeless. And when we're in that fear-based mentality, which is where you were when you started, and maybe what keeps lingering around a little bit, possibly, is that you shift your focus onto the objects of your life, those sections of your life which are like objects in your kitchen and your house that need to be plugged in. And you look at them, you put all your attachment onto them, hoping that they will give you value to your being. And so it doesn't matter how hard you work, you're never going to get that. Okay, it doesn't give you value because it has no energy in it. You have no energy, therefore your life has no energy in it. And you're not going to get anything back because it's blocked, because you believe you're not allowed to have anything. So therefore your sections of your life won't give anything back. So if you shift that to all of your attention goes onto the source, that connection between you and that all that loving energy of your soul and the source, that connection. Always coming back into that, always getting closer, squidging in closer, allowing yourself to be loved. Then you become disattached to the content of your life that you are happy, you are blessed, you are healthy, you are vibrant, you are wonderful, you are completely loved in abundance, and therefore you energize everything in your life with a kind of abundant freeness that you are just letting it be energized and things will fill up, what's meant to be will stay, you'll put, desire and focus into things and then you'll let things fall away. There's a much more free flow of what is actually right for you because every communication that you'll be coming from is what source knows is absolutely right for you, all that energy, all that love for you, what's absolutely right for you is coming from your soul. You are then communicating it as an expression of your body and your mind in your life, how you're approaching the world, and then you're expressing the truth in every aspect of your life. So if source is telling you something needs to fall away, then you will allow it to fall away. You will put your energy on the things that you love when you love yourself. Very, very important. So I hope that helps. Look at the little diagrams that will remind you that accompany to this, and keep coming back to that connection to the source. That's all for me today. Lots of love, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.